Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. If you want to level up your sales game and hang out with other cool people who are selling great stuff, great services, projects in this industry, head to Facebook and jump into the group that we have there called Contractor Sales Pros today.
Hey, Fires. Welcome to Friday Fails. Years ago, when I first hired Tom, I was about to bring a new production manager on board. And I remember the day before that was happening, Tom going, "So what's your onboarding process look like, Dan?" And to this moment, I can still just kind of feel that pit in my stomach where I was just like, "Oh, fuck, I didn't even know what an onboarding process should be." So I thought that'd be something we could talk about today. You know, there's a lot of chatter in the groups about just, you know, it's a difficult hiring environment right now, right? People want a lot of money. They don't have a lot of skill, bunch of whiny bitches, whatever it may be. But when we finally get them in the door, we finally get that needle in a haystack. The vast majority of us drop the ball because we have no plan to actually successfully onboard them into our company. And it's kind of like the HR equivalent of selling the job at a great gross profit, customers all excited, and then just completely fucking yourself on the production side and walking away with no money or a loss and some bad will. So let's dig in. You know, I know the excuse I gave and the excuse I hear a lot is just like, "Oh, I'm too busy to do this onboarding thing," right? Like we're always don't have enough time to do the shit that will propel us to where we want to be in the future. And other people kind of just fall into the, well, the sink or swim, try by fire type of mentality. Like if they can't take it, then you know, screw them type of thing. Both of which are kind of prevalent in the trades and both don't serve us well at all, frankly. So let's talk about the wrong way to do onboarding. First way you can fuck up your onboarding is to not do like a real introduction to the company. Yeah, you've maybe had a few phone interviews, maybe you met them in person with one or two others, but take the time to give them like a real introduction to the whole company, like whether that's going out by email or let them know the admin team and bookkeepers. Everybody that is part of the company moving things forward should know each other, frankly. It doesn't have to be best buddies, but like just walk them around, make them feel important, give them a shirt, give them a hat, give them whatever the hell it is to make them feel like they actually are part of something and not just some probationary term that see if they can make it in your business. It goes a long way to team building, goes a long way to getting buy-in from new employees early on. Second way you can screw up onboarding is having like zero training. And yeah, you're hiring somebody that's a skilled carpenter or whatever. Great. I'm not talking necessarily about production, although there may be production things you want them to be on board. I'm talking about training them on your company way. What is your culture? What are your core values if you have them? What's your customer experience standard? What are your procedures when you get on job site? All of these things that give people confidence to go to work, to be in a customer's home under surveillance of a customer, whatever it may be, or the coworkers, and just be confident that they know what the fuck expectations are of them and how they're supposed to proceed. And finally, the way people screw up the onboarding is there's no clear path. There's no way forward for these people beyond the certain hire. So what I mean by that is sometimes we're just hiring, we need a body, we fill that spot, and that's kind of the last time we talk to these people. But you know, where do they grow? How do they grow within your business? Hopefully growing alongside your business. That's where we have our mastery ladder, which is basically like an organizational chart of all the positions, all the skills needed to hold one of those positions and the pay range necessary or that comes with those positions. And the magic of the mastery ladder is that when somebody asks you about the future in their business, what the career growth opportunities are, you can slide that across the table or leave it next to your time clock, even better. So they know what to expect. They know that if they want to make more money, that they need to level up and have X, Y, and Z skills. And they can kind of see where the whole progression of the business goes. So they can kind of plot their future upward or stay where they're at, whatever. But it takes all the pressure off of you of trying to magic wand these people's future. And it certainly takes off the pressure of like the money negotiations when it's all laid out in black and white for all to see. So we're the right way. We spoke about the wrong ways. I have a great example. I just got done doing a sales warrior workshop for one of our clients. And lo and behold, they kind of set the standard for onboarding. Right out of the gate, this is this dude's first day of work. And he showed up. We started at 8 a.m. their time. So it was like right out of the gate, smack him on the ass and welcome to Thunderdome type of experience for him. He's sitting at a table, conference table with operations guy and the business owner and the new sales dude. Box of donuts or something on the table. Big cups of coffee. Everyone wearing company shirts, including the new guy. Immediately just kind of felt like part of the team. Is somebody that just kind of popped in via Zoom like I did. And we talk about training, right? This guy is a great salesman. I can just tell from talking to him. He's got a good sales history, but none of his sales history was actually in the trades. And so the purpose of the workshop and the purpose of getting him right in there, right out of the gate, is to get his mindset aligned with the realities of the construction industry and set him up for success. So when I talk about get people training, this guy didn't need specific sales training. What he needed was specific training into how the home improvement sales process works. And so no time for bad habits to develop. 5 minutes in the door, he jumped right into an immersive class on that subject. And then finally, it was a clear expectations. You know, at the end of our workshop, we had the new sales dude, we had who's becoming the operations manager and the business owner and I, and we've put together basically a collaborative system to improve the customer experience, to dial in upsells, and to basically plot this sales guy's growth. So he's already getting well compensated, but we basically just set him up in front of him in real time, some programs that will make him a shitload of money so that he's really excited to keep on with his training and to get on board and start selling some projects. So that is our summary on onboarding. Do not give people zero introduction to your company. Do not give them zero training on how they're supposed to operate within their your company. And do not hire somebody without a clear path of how they can grow alongside your company as well. And what you want to do is make sure they have those things, that you have a good company intro, that you give them specific training so they can succeed, so your company can succeed, so this hire is worthwhile. And finally, set clear expectations, both for performance and for the career path, so these people want to stick with you, want to win, and want to take your business to its full potential. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.